Oh, Dwayne, how are things in Alamogordo?
They're going good. They're going really good.
It's not too early to start talking about the 4th of July holiday because back in the news is a fireworks ordinance as being looked at by Otero County.
Yes, the Otero County commissioners are still working through their firework safety and use ordinance. And on top of that, they're also going to work on their animal control ordinance, and they're going to take public comment from the public May 2nd. They're going to hold another public hearing on this. And they're looking at ways to make it safer for people out in the county. This is just out in the county. It's not in the city. It's a county ordinance. And they're trying to make it a safe way for people to enjoy the 4th of July.
What's the current ordinance now? Do they follow the state's view on use of fireworks?
Yes, they follow mainly the state ordinance for fireworks safety and use. They allow people to shoot off their fireworks as long as they do it in a safe manner. This all started with the 4th of July celebrations that were happening in Chaparral
Which is
on
near
the
the county
4th of
line.
July. Yes, on the county line and on Highway 54 and in other areas in the community of Chaparral. People would come over from Texas because they would be able to come into Otero County, shoot off their fireworks, have a little bit of a celebration, barbecue, picnic with their families out there. And it caused a lot of problems with traffic jams and people, pedestrians walking back and forth across the highway, on the roads and everything out there. And then they would leave, and they'd leave their trash and their fireworks debris behind, and it just started causing a lot of issues for the county. So they wanted to come up with a reasonable ordinance for people to be able to enjoy the 4th of July. And then on top of it, there were other residents in the county who have livestock, horses, other animals out there. And when the fireworks would go off, it wasn't necessarily the noise of the fireworks, but it was the embers coming down. And sometimes they'd get on people's roofs. Sometimes they'd get into the dry grass and didn't cause any fires, but it really spooked the livestock when those hot embers were coming down from the sky. So they want to make sure they get the public's input and come up with a good, viable ordinance for fireworks and to incorporate the animal control ordinance as well.
Okay, so when is this meeting taking place again?
It's May 2nd.
Okay, Dwayne. We'll talk to you next week, sir.
All right, thank you.